This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Given this morning's inflation report and the March retail spending update we are going to get on Friday, we've got on the phone today with a couple of our retail regulars, among them Philip Rollins, who runs Offbeat. That's a used record and comic store in Jackson, Mississippi.
Things are going better than they were last month, I'll say that much. We had a fire next door, and we had a lot of flood damage due to that fire, so we lost a lot of our used records. Thankfully, I have a good landlord who was understanding, and they helped me out a lot. My wife's been helping me assess what has been damaged. We're still taking like a working list of what is going on and what is not there and everything. So, yeah. We've acquired a lot of new collections to replace these stuff that got water damaged. So we've gotten some good stuff in due to people seeing me on the news and just kind of really supporting the shop and help clean up and dry stuff off during that time. Hopefully in the next few months, we're getting ready for the summer. Inventory was low, but now we're kind of back to where we were. And now we're about to be kind of overstocked for Record Store Day, which is coming up on April 22nd.
I'm trying to figure out marketing. A lot of the college kids are going out of town. So I'm trying to figure out to do some stuff with that and to get more people into the building, get more people used to coming to downtown. And I got some ideas in the works, and I've been working with the city as well with that stuff. I'm trying to kind of pace myself a little bit better, not overwork myself. This past month has really been taxing, but I'm looking forward to that. So we have Record Store Day. We have Free Comic Book Day coming up right behind it. We're trying to work with more record labels to do more listening parties. We did listening parties for Melanie Martinez, Fall Out Boy, Paramore. We have a lot of stuff in the works, and we're trying to get, you know, when we do these listening parties, a lot of people find out about us and find out about the store. We've had people come from as far as like Arkansas and Chattanooga, Tennessee for this stuff. So people drive 3 to 4 or 5 hours away just to come to listen to an album and, you know, hang out at a record store, which is insane to me.
Philip Rollins playing some records, selling some comic books at his store. It's called Offbeat in Jackson, Mississippi.